Okay. The let's come back to the Gemara in Daf Vav and Beis, the Etzem Sugya of Takvo Kol. Right, so let's go to the sixth line or so. Amalei Rav Nuna Mastisini Safik Bechoras Echad Bechor Adam Yechabor Vehema Beintar Mein Tameim Amosur Olav Haraya. Right, they didn't all Safik Bechor Is Hamosur Mechir Olav Haraya B'Tani Elosurim B'Gizav Avoda. Like that, Halacha Maisa. That much we know when it comes to Yisurim. Again, the when it comes to Yisurim, so we're Machmer and Safik Bechor because Safik Dorais L'Chumer. When it comes to who gets it, right? Because all Bechor in some way ends up. Something goes to the Kohen. That's how most of the Kohen write. And Rav Hamnuna at first wants to interpret. It must be the Takvo Kohen Imel Tzimus of Yadu. Whoever grabs it keeps it. Because that's the Lashon. Hamotzim Echorel of Haraya. Meaning, it could have said, right? Could have said, Safik Bechor, right? Einol Kohen. Safik Bechor, Mamon Bailim. Since instead it used the Lashon of Motzim Echol of Haraya and didn't single out one party over the other, that implies that either party could be the beneficiary of Motzim Echol of Haraya, which means Takvo Kohen Ein Notzi Nosa Miyado. Okay, and then he gets into the tie into our original question, we'll talk about certain keys of Avoda, and then Rabbi says back to him, because Bechor Kamrat, etc. Okay, that we've already dealt with. What is Rav Hamnuna's Svara? Well, Rav Hamnuna's Svara shouldn't really be that difficult, right? What's Rav Hamnuna's Svara? That whoever grabs it keeps it. This is meant to be an easy question.
Because there's a suffix
in these books. When there's a suffix, the rule is Hamosim Echorel of Haraya, meaning Rav Hamnuna has the easier Svara. The rule of Makom Suffix is Hamosim Echorel of Haraya. What's the principle of Hamosim Echorel of Haraya? What is it? It's sound. What does the principle of Hamotz Mechorel of Haraya sound like? Hamotz Mechorel of Haraya sounds like we know who it belongs to, or just that we can't help you right now in this situation. Sounds like we can't help you in this situation. Rav Elchanan, that's on the sheet here, in when he questions himself a little, points out that the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Hamotz Mechorel of Haraya. For that, you don't need a pasuk. That's an obvious svara. What's the svara? Right? In Aramaic? Nice pitgam. Dekoivle azulve asya. Right? Whoever's sick goes to the doctor. The healthy person doesn't have to go to the doctor. The sick person has to go to the doctor. What does that mean? That means that if you're satisfied with the way things are, you don't have to do anything. If you want someone to help you, then you have to go convince them to help you. I mean, the assumption is the sick person doesn't just have to go to the doctor. The sick person has to make it worth the doctor's while to heal him, etc. So the principle seems to be, look, Bezdin's not going to get involved unless they have a reason to get involved. If I'm holding it, then of course I win, because I don't need anyone to help me. If I want to keep what I'm holding, I don't need any help. If you want to take something away from me, then you need to go and get someone to help you. And why should Bezdin help you if it's a 50-50? It's what we call often Shevi al Tasa Adif, right? Hamosim al Varaya sounds like it's not a Hachra, a Psak, a way of figuring out who's right. We have no idea who's right. Again, let me just, I know I've said this 100 times, just to make sure, this question Tucker Wayne has nothing to do with. This is question Tucker Wayne is only when we have an objective suffix. What some Rishonim call Dvar to Mamona. Well, some Rishonim think that means otherwise. Right? Like suffix Bechor. This has nothing to do with me going and grabbing your, and grabbing your cell phone and saying it's mine. That's not an objective suffix. That's called Gzela, because as long as you're holding it, we assume it's yours, we know it's yours until proven otherwise. And if I grab it, I'm stealing. That's Makom Vadai. That's not a Makom suffix. Right, so if I go and grab your cell phone and say it's mine, then it's a vadai that I stole from you. Because that we all assume that cell phone to be yours based on good logical reason of people who have cell phones in their pockets, it's generally theirs. And that has nothing to do with our sugya. Our sugya is about cases where we mamish have a 50-50 suffix. There's really no way, there's no reason to think more one way than the other way, like suffix Bechor. Right? And most of the cases, Taka will end up being even Shema v'Shema. Even the two parties don't know and don't claim to know. It's a total toss-up. So what's the din of a toss-up? We know the din of a toss-up. Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. And the simple pshat is, Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya is, Shevi al tasa adif, is bezdin not getting involved. So if Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya is bezdin not getting involved, then it makes sense that if you're holding it, bezdin doesn't get involved and you can keep it. If the other guy grabs it, then bezdin doesn't get involved and he can keep it. Right? Basically, bezdin is powerless to pask in this case because they don't know anything. So they don't do anything. If they don't do anything, the whoever's holding it wins. That seems to be the svar of Rav Hamnuna. Okay, let's go on. The hektish aspect we won't go back to now. So Rabba seems to argue and say at least Leolam, it's possible, and it seems the continuation of why they really thought so, the talk to a coin, Motzi Yunosa Miyado, that whoever's holding it first wins, and Amalei Ruchanani L'Rabba, Tanya didn't say Allah, and Ruchanani said there's a proof, Hasvekos and Dasan Nichnasan Ladir, Lehes Aser, Saf Svekos, meaning Safik Bechor. Right, at this point we think it's a Safik Bechor Mamish of a Shor V'Seh. Count towards my Meiser Behema. Meaning, I can put all my animals, let's just chazer for a moment, what the din Meiser Behema is. Right, Meiser Behema is very, very similar to Bechor in many ways that are not at all relevant for our sugya right now. In terms of the nature of its Kedusha, it's the same as Bechor. But, and Meiser Behema is not Matnas Kahuna, right? Basically, every Maisa Behema is an income tax, right? Not a wealth tax. Only the animals that are born each year, the baby animals that are born each year, I have to give a Maisa of them, and bring them, if they're still mine, I just have to bring them to Skarbanos, and then I eat them. With this will be relevant for the next Makorah sheet. I can't just, it's very, very abundantly clear, that I can't just say, oh, I had a big, big flock, I have a big farm, I had 200 baby sheep this year, so let me just take 20 of them and bring them as korbanos. I have to do kol hashir avortach shavet. I have to do it with the proper ritual, right? Put them all in the barn, open the gate, count them as they go out, and then mark each 10th one, and it will be a korban. That's the only way to do ma'aser behema. Okay, so what counts as ma'aser behema? So, suffik b'chor, right? Vaday b'chor would not be part of my Meiser Behema. And even if the Kohen got 10 of them, it wouldn't be part of his Meiser Behema, both for the reason that we'll see later, because it's already Kadosh, and something that's already a Korban can't count for Meiser Behema, and because once I give it to the Kohen, it's Lakuach, and if I sell an animal, it's Pater for Meiser Behema. But Safik Bechor counts as Meiser Behema, so what might happen? I might count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 of my animals, then the 10th will be the Safik Bechor, and I'll make it the Meiser to pater my animals. But the Esav that I'm talking about, if you hold the coin, can still grab it. What does that mean? That means that it is an unresolved Safik whose money it is. Right? It's an unresolved suffix. Bezdin didn't paskin anything. Bezdin said, Shevel Tasa, we can't help anyone in this circumstance. In which case, for the suffix whose money is, there's 50% chance it's the Kohen's. So how can I take a 50% chance that I'm pottering my animals with the Kohen's animal? Obviously, it doesn't work. I can't potter my animals with his animal. So therefore, that wouldn't make sense. Must be that Tukvo Kohen Motsino Samiyado, that it's Vadai mine already. And once it's Vadai mine, so theoretically it was a Suffolk whether it was a Bechor or not. But it's very nice that it was a Suffolk whether it was a Bechor or not. Not Lemaisa, there was a Psak that was Vadai mine. Once it was Vadai mine, then of course I can use it for Meiser Behema. So what seems to be the Machlokas here? Here we have, who is it? Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna said, Tukvo Kohen. Ein motzino so miyado, and what does that seem to mean? That it is a suffix, right? That a motzi mechaveru olav haraya is a suffix and a shefi al taseh. On the other hand, we have Rabba and Rav Chananya, who brings him a siyata, Tocqueville coined. Motzi enoso miyado, which implies that hamotzi mechavelo of haraya is a vaday psak. That's why it's vaday my money, and I can use it to pater my shirahima, and I don't have to worry about any suffering to rise to the chomer here. I've been yotze the mitzvah say my shirahima bivaday. Why would hamotzi mechavelo of haraya be a vaday? I mean, we don't know who's right and wrong, right? You can't say that we actually know who's right and wrong. We have no evidence. So why would a most mechuel of raya be a vadai according to Rav Chananya and Rava? What? No, that does not seem to. I hear the taina, but that does not seem to. That did not seem to work out because all the Rishonim assume that this applies bein b'makom marakama, bein shalob makom marakama. And in that fact, the Shut Rashi even goes as far as, well, it's not a marakama.
At the inception of the suffix, it was mosakin, and therefore it becomes vaday his.
And therefore, through what principle does it become vaday his? No, that's certainly the logic, I'm saying. So why is it called Olin Kvar? Why is it Vadeh his? We all know it's a suffix, right? I mean, everyone knows it's 50-50, right? Regardless of who's holding it, that doesn't tell us whether when, you know, the guy owned this mommy sheep last year, it had a baby previously or not, right? We all know that. We can't push that suffix. So why is it Vadeh? So Rav Chanan suggests, simple pshat, Rav Chanan suggests midin chazaka. There's din of chazaka. The din of chazaka tells that even when bintzios things are 50-50, now this gets a little tricky. Maybe chazaka is more complicated. Maybe there are different kinds of levels of chazaka. But clearly there is a rule in the Torah of chazaka that even if something is mamish 50-50, right, we have a rule that we keep things on the chazaka. And Rav Chanan says, oh, that's not what the Gemara is. Okay, maybe. The Gemara means the basic idea of Moshe Mechavel of Raya doesn't need a pasuk. That's the Kavla Ezel Be'asya. Ah, bad, me suffic, Bezel Shevi Al Pasa, they won't take money from one guy and give it to the other guy if it's 50-50. That's true. But on top of that basic idea, which is a Svara, there's also a rule of Chazaka. Right? After all, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that we're going to have a rule of Chazaka. The rule of Chazaka tells us that we should keep the status quo the way it is until proven otherwise. And the rule of chazaka, it doesn't mean it's a vaday, like we actually know of a vaday. Obviously, we don't actually know. But the hits a psak bevaday. The rule of chazaka means that now we pass in a certain way, and we keep that until proven otherwise. So l'chora, this is a fundamental machlokas about the nature of. We can question that a little, but I'll be pshuto. This is a fundamental machlokas about the nature of Moshe Mechavel of Haraya, which is one of those fundamental rules in Choshen Mishpat. Is a Moshe Mechavel of Haraya just a Shevi Al Tasa, a lack of doing anything? That's Tukfo Kohen. Amon said, we don't get involved, you guys do whatever you want, we're not touching anyone. Or no, a Moshe Mechavel of Haraya is really a psak. No, it's a rule of psak. We actually paskin that whoever's holding it wins. Why should we paskin that whoever's holding it wins? Perhaps there's a din of chazaka. If you're holding it now, we paskin that you're holding it now, you keep it forever. Do we know whether you deserve to be holding it? Do we know who's right? No. But that's the psak. The psak is cheskes mamon. Whoever's holding it keeps holding it until proven otherwise. Not whoever's holding it keeps holding it until proven otherwise, because why should we do anything until proven otherwise? Because then if the other guy grabs it, why should we do anything to him? No, we've established a status. There's a status of your mochsik in this money. Therefore, it's your money, bivadai, until proven otherwise. Again, not bivadai intellectually. Bivadai halachically, legally, this money is vadai assigned to you until proven otherwise. You can always prove otherwise, even if I have two Aden. The money's mine. If you're Maz and the Aden, then I have to give it back. But this is one of the rules. There's Rove, there's Chazaka, there is Eidos, there are very many rules for paskining. So we actually, Hamotzer Olorai is an actual psak and not just, like it sounds like, from the Gemara Bava Kama, not just a Shevi Al Tase. And Rav Chanan says, how can it be? Right? How can it be? Isn't it obvious to Shevi Al Tase? As we were saying, whoever needs help should get Bezin involved. And Bezin's not going to get involved unless you prove anything. So you have to say, that's one aspect of a Svara Al Varaya. That's a Svara. Just because that's a Svara doesn't mean there are other things that we learn from the Chumash. One of the other things we learn from the Chumash is, Midin Chazaka, that once you are muchsuk in this money, it's vada yours until proven otherwise, and therefore it's yours for Maiser Behema purposes. This is the simple shot of the Machlokas, and that's their argument. I think that's what Rav Chanan says. Now, let's see who's right. At this point, Rav Chananya and Rava are right, because it must be vada mine, because I can use it to be yotze the mitzvah of Maiser Behema. And if it was a safek, then we'd say safek derais l'chomer, and I wouldn't be able to be yotze the mitzvah with it. So then, Abaye complicates things. Right, and this really, these many Roy things we'll have to come back to. Can't do with them both at the same time. But Amalei Abaye, Imisham ha-lotsayim, lotsayim l'mar, ha-chamay, skin gun l'es el-tisha v'hu, d'manashach, ibar chivu, shapar kamasri, labar chivu, tish, labar yisurin, and who. Abaye says, not a valid proof. You think that you've proven that it's vaday mine. Maybe it's taka suffik mine. If it's something my mark could be yotzei d'maaser behema, make it okay. That's right. We only have 10 animals, so we manavshach. Alatzad is something that's mine, and yotzei d'maaser behema. Alatzad is something that's not mine. I only own 9 baby animals, and I'm pater from maaser behema, so no problem. Hadar Abaye lav milsi d'amri. No, Abaye says I was wrong. I was wrong. Why? Disfake a lav baris rininu. I was wrong. Really, there is a proof that it's vaday from sfeikos nechnasan l'dirlis asir. What's the proof that it's vaday? Because if it was a suffake, I would be potter, even though I could be yotze mimad shach. It is a suffake, it's a p'tur machlat. Until now, we just thought me suffake, you had to figure out how to be yotze according to all the possibilities. Now, by Yizmachadash, that's a special rule of my Sahema, that suffake is potter lig gamre, and therefore, if it was a suffake, I'd be potter lig gamre from my Sahema. So it must be that it's vadai mine. How does he know suffake is potter lig gamre from my Sahema? Right, if I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and one of them jumps back in to the deer, and even if there's a million and 1,000 animals in the deer, they're all potter. Why are they all potter? Because you can't count an animal twice. So therefore, each animal in the deer is suffix, maybe it was counted already, so they're all potter. If you hold that the rule of suffix or isa l'chumra applies to maiser behema, then la'asumi manavshach. Then you should be chayv du meiser. How can you ever figure out how to do meiser if one of them already jumped back in? Mimana shach yig biyotzi dibar chivu shak mas vilabar chivu nifter minyan aroi damar rav minyan aroi potter. Right, because the rule of minyan aroi, meaning if something to rice was l'chumra by meiser behema, then what would I do? I would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And what would I say? Mimana shach, if these 10 did not include the guy who jumped back, the one who jumped back, then I'm yotzi. And it's for the rice. Maiser Behema, Lamahadrin, great. And if these do include the one who jumped back, then Taka, I didn't Maiser, then it's okay. I'm still Yotze Dehi of Mitzvah Save Maiser Behema because I did a minyan Haro'oi, because I counted them in a way that could have led to a tenth being Maiser. And therefore, so I counted them in a way that could have led to a tenth being Maiser, called Minyan Aroi, even though it didn't end up leading to a tenth being Maiser, because the kofetz was in there. There's still Potter, I've still been Yotzei de Chovasi, because the rule Minyan Aroi Poter, that as long as I'm counting in a Roi way, even if, the classic example is, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and all of a sudden lightning strikes the tenth, right? The deer doesn't have a roof, lightning strikes the tenth, and it dies, and I never get, but at the time it was a minyan harai, so it's potter. So I says, Lu Yitzir, Suf Derais L'chumra, apply to Maiser Behema, I should have to Maiser them all. What does this prove? El Maiser L'chumra, why is Kovzach Menurin L'tochim Kulim Turin? Asir Yivadah, Erechon Vosir Yisav, it must be a special Yitzir, Skasa, the only Yivadah Maiser Behema is Chayiv and not Sufing Maiser Behema. So once we know the special Yitzir, Skasa, that Suf Derais L'chumra by Maiser Behema, Hachanami Asir Yivadah, Erechon below. Asiri suffix. So let's take it back to our suffix b'chor. The special rule that suffix no rice is l'kula by Maiser Behema. So if suffix b'chor was suffix mine, I'd be potter for Maiser Behema. So it must be that suffix b'chor is vaday mine, and that's why I'm chayv Maiser Behema. So in the end, the proof stands. The Amrli Ravach Midifti Ravina. Now Ravach said Midifti says to Ravina, what seems to be, until you get fancy, just a side tangential point. He says, hold on a second. What was our whole vort? Sofek Sveikos Nefdos Ndilis Aser. Sofek Gor is Meiser. Why? Don't we know? Zigzeris Akosmas, your Vajim Lewis, your Sofek. The answer is because since Hamot Mechol of Araya creates Vados, now it's Vaday mine, so I'm Chayav. So he says, hold on, my sveikos, you let me sub bechora, since you literally meant subbing bechora, behemet tohora, yeh kodosh, and rachmanav alosh, and fire kodosh. It still wouldn't work, because suffik bechor has two reasons it can't count for my mitzvah. Number one, it's not mine. And most of my lawyer takes care of that and makes it vada mine. Number two, it might be kodosh. It is suffik kodosh, a certain begiz of avoda, right? Nothing takes away the suffik kedusha. So if it's Suffolk Kadosh, there's a Xeris and Kosovo that Kedusha Pathos from Meister Behema. So Suffolk Kedusha Pathos from Meister Behema because of Asir Bible, Asir Suffolk. So I should be Pathos from Meister Behema. So how can I, right? Nothing that holds me all over Raya is going to take away the Suffolk Kedusha. Now let me know Kedusha Pamela Shiny. So how can it possibly be? So it must be Elo Suffolk Pidyum Petrachamor. It must be Suffolk Pidyum Petrachamor, as we know that Pidyum Petrachamor is more like, it's not like Tumur or something, it's more like Pidyon Ben, right? In Pidyon Petr Chamor, when you're pulled in Petr Chamor, you give a set to the Kohen, and it's Chulin. There's no Kedusha in the Pidyon Petr Chamor. It's not a carbon, it's not a Spigiz of Avoda, it's just regular property. So it must be talking about Suffolk Pidyon Petr Chamor, because, again, Suffolk Bechor has two problems, Bailus and Kedusha. Now, we can have a whole lumdus to make it vaday mani bailus, but we can't make it vaday na kadosh. However, suffik pidyon petach hamor, right, this might or may not have been the oldest hamor of this hamora. So I'm pulled it with the seh, out suffik the rice of chumra, the suffik mitzvah seh, you have pidyon petach hamor, I'm pulled it with the seh. Seh might be mine, might be the Kohen's, but it's not, has no kedusha. The only problem is bailus, through the rule of Moses, we go, right, it becomes vaday mine. And therefore, I'm chayiv in Meiser. And it's just like Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, or Rav Ravu, Yisrael Shishu, Asar, Safi, Pitri, Chamor, Besel, Besel, Mafshel, Yisrael, Sayin, Umeiser, and Behein, Shalom, end of the Tukvah Kohen part of the Sugya. Right, like Rav Nachman says, okay, we'll have to see. Tosfos already wonders why he has to use the example of 10. But he says, Yisrael was 10. I don't know, he bought 10 Chamoros, of unknown history. Of unknown history from a guy. All 10 of them had baby boys, and they're all suffig petach hamors. So he's poted them with 10 seyos, with 10 lambs, and he keeps them all because they're mostly varaya, and he's chayv and meiser. He has to bring one of them as a carbon of meiser behema, and that's what sveikos and nosazilis asir means. Okay, fairly poshut by the time we get through with it. Now, we just have to analyze one or two things here. Two things. One sheet and the other sheet. So, it seems very straightforward. Let us just try to figure out in the Rishonim how do we paskin? How does the Gemara seem to paskin? Right? This is Maskanas Hasugya. And how do all Kim'at, in the non-literal sense of the word, how do all the Rishonim paskin? Understandably so. It's maskan and sugi, it's black and white. Ain't amal adaber. Right? Tukva kohen, motzino some yadva. Most of your is a psak, it's over, it's done with. Who is the lone dissenting voice, of course? The Rambam, right? This is the famous psak of the Rambam, that tukva kohen, ain motzino sa, me. The famous Shitas Yachid of the Rambam, that Tfisa always works, and he says it by Tanfo Kohen pretty clearly, right, in exactly our case, and this Lashitase, Tanfo Kohen is only one halacha, but in over a dozen places, the Rambam assumes that any time there's a suffix and shas about the Dine Mamanos, the Rambam always writes, right, v'em tafso, ein motzino sabiyado. The Rambam is a shita all over the Mishnah Torah, that tfisa always works for makom safik. That's the Rambam. Shita, talk from coin, ein motzino sabiyado. Okay, so the Achronim explain, why might the Rambam have been tempted to paskin against what seems to be the maskana of our Gemara? The truth be told, I'll admit right now, maybe someone here knows better than me, I don't really know for sure. Like, there's one thing you can answer up how the Rambam gets out of our Gemara, right? And that's what everyone does on the sheet. The deeper question, why in the first place was the Rambam interested in interpreting our Gemara in a funny way and not just taking the Pashup shot? Like, Pashup shot of our Gemara, there's no subject matter. We all know what the Pashup shot is. Why does the Rambam have any incentive? Why would the Rambam have a mina of saying anything different than Pashup shot in our Gemara? So what some of the Achronim, exactly what some of the Achronim suggest, what some of the Achronim suggest is because there's a few Gemaras, there's more than one Gemara elsewhere in Shas that implies that Tfisa does work b'makom Safek. And that's exactly, by the time you get through all the Rishonim here, who go, well, what about this Gemara, what about that Gemara, what about the other Gemara? Maybe because of all those Gemaras, the Rambam beg to differ. Okay, we can't know for sure. Maybe. And we'll come back to the Rambam. Let's first stick with the other Rishonim. Okay, how many Gemaras are problematic? How many Gemaras bother the Rishonim? Well, we start with Tosfos here. Seems to be a vaday. Tema, right? The first question is probably his weakest question in a strictly technical sense. Why is it the weakest question? Because it's from a day we don't pass in life, right? So you can always say that we don't have to ask the question, we don't pass like that day, maybe that day held otherwise, maybe that day held like the Havamina, you know. But Tosfos thought, no, our Gemara was so pashut, right? Meaning our Gemara was pashut, right? It proved it from Mishnayos, right? So how can anyone disagree? Tosfos really didn't think there's room for anyone to disagree with Maskana of our Gemara. Tosfos asks, again, the way we pass in that sugya, let me just remind you, the way we pass in that sugya is fine, that Tfisa doesn't work. Matches perfectly with Maskana of our Gemara. Right, like Rav Nachman, I believe it is. But he has a kashrut of Shmuel. How could Shmuel disagree? If it's so obvious, how could even Shmuel disagree? So he says, Tema, the perk shol, perk base kor, Gabi Echshachar, Merchatz, Moki Shmuel, Hadi Achlok, Vav Emsa Chodesh, Vav Sol Chodesh Kulu Socher, Vav Masak Hacha, Hacha, Demotzi, Miyado. Right, the first question is, what's the case of the Socher and the Merchatz? This goes to show, you always have to be careful when you write a contract. What did a guy rented a Merchatz to his friend, and he wrote explicitly in the contract, just so that there should be no stakos, right? One dinar a month, right? 12 a year. The problem is, they made a leap year, right? So, which lashon do we follow, right? The lashon of $1 a month, so $13, or the lashon of $12 a year, so it is $12. That's probably a good question. I don't know. They wrote a stupid thing in the Shire. So part of the machlokes in that sugya is the issue of Tosfos and Rishon, Tosfos and Achron. How do we interpret conflicting language? But Shmuel says, the Mishnah says, they split it. It's half a dollar. And Shmuel says, when do they split it? If he stays in the Merchatz for half a month, then the guy comes to him halfway through the month. Meaning he was already two-faced half the month. So if he was already toe-faced half the month, then they split and say, okay, you keep the half the month through toe-face, but now pay me half a dollar if you want the other half of the month. But if he would have come at the end of the month, way after the rent payment was so toe-faced the whole month, then he wouldn't get anything. And if he would come at the beginning of the month and said, I'm kicking you out unless you give me another dollar, he would have gotten all the money. Right? Fisa, what does Shmuel basically say? It's a suffix, whoever's toe-faced. Whoever's toe-face wins. So if the guy comes back and says, I'm taking my Merchatz back. If you want to live here, give me money. If you want to use it, give me money. Then he wins. If the other guy just keeps staying in this Merchatz, under the radar screen, and is toe-face to use that Merchatz, then the tenant wins.
Why is that first guy called Tfisa? Master? Why is it like Tfisa that we can do that?
So it's because Karka is Becheskes Baleha Omedes. Right, meaning we're dealing with, forget about our mesus and the talpali, right? We're dealing with a merchatz that's karka, and karka is always becheskes abayim. So you're right, if it would have been metaltalin, that might have been different. So everything I said, the socher is always the one who's toughest, perhaps. But since this is karka, that's clear. Whenever I show up, I'm the one, the karka is in my chazaka, not your chazaka, because you can't actually hold on to karka. And therefore, if he would have showed up first, then the landlord would have won. It's just once the tenant already used the karka, now he was tofes that usage. Okay, so what are the problems? Number one, Shmuel, in the case of Merchatz. Tfisa works, okay? What's the what other sugyas sound like Tfisa works? Good, Ksubis, okay. What's one sugya in Ksubis? Exactly, the tray train ishtar, right? Where would Shmuel be? Yeah, he's in two places, but it's enough to have but Metziah daf, put base on the base. Right, the second problem is Ksubos. What is it? The Chaf of an Aleph. Right, you have a case there of Trey and a Shtar. So Trey and a Shtar, right, what's the classic case of Trey and a Shtar? There are two Eidim who say that, well, actually it's a very, very funny case there with the Trey might even be the same people. But we have two Eidim signed on a Shtar, and we know it's their authentic signatures. And then we have two Eidim come and say that they were apostle. Right, okay, and then there's all kinds of interesting things there. What if the two Eidim signed the Shtar, said they were apostle, etc. But we have two Eidim say it's a kosher Shtar, two Eidim say it is a apostle Shtar. Right, so what does the Gemara Paskin there? The Gemara Paskin's there, right, Tosfos asks, V'had, Yarmin, Perek, Bezik, Suva, Shnei, Masum, Al Shtar, Bo, Achim, Yomar, Nusum, Hayu, right, easy case. Two Eidim signed the Shtar, B'kashers. The other, then a different two Eidim come and say they were Katanim, they were Psulim, they were Anusim. What does it say? The second set of Eidim is not Neman to Pasul Lashtar. Rather, we say Motsu Mechal of Raya. We say it's a Trey and Motsu Mechal of Raya. And then the question becomes, and that's, so yeah, hold on, what are we talking about? We just said the second set of Eidim are not Neman to Pasul Lashtar. Rather, the money stays where it is. Hold up, the money stays where it is. It means the guy doesn't have to pay. It means the Shtar is Pasul. So in what sense is the Shtar not Pasul if the guy doesn't have to pay? So Rashi explains there, and most people accept the Shtar. The Kamar Perish Rashi, Ve'ein Amanim, the Kamar Perish Rashi, and Tavsa Ma'abalam of Kina Minei. That seems to imply that Tfisa works. It doesn't say explicitly in the Gemara, but what it's saying in the Gemara, that Trey U'Trey. If you have Trey about Kashras Hashtar, what does it say? Ein hashtar puzzle. Ein hashtar puzzle. What do you mean the shtar is not puzzle? You can't collect with it, because it's a 50-50 suffix. So that must mean that in tafas hamalve mehani. So we see that tfisa does work. Okay, what's another case that bothers somebody that you're showing here? Exactly, right. What does the Gemara say on Ksubas Tezayin Amid Beis? Right? That what might happen? Ksubas Tezayin Amid Beis. What are they afraid of? If you don't have an explicit siman, they want to know. Why do you need a siman, whether she was a psulim when she got married, a siman while she was an amanah when she got married? Why not just have no siman? Right? So what would be the problem? If an amanah got married and there's no siman?
Then she
would claim she was a ptula. Okay, but we wouldn't believe her she was a ptula. We'd say, what's the middle of right? So what might happen? Yomar says, Zimnin, the toughest, Masayim, our psulani. Right? That, if there was no siman, what did they do? They made a takana. What was the siman? Someone remind me what the siman is here?
Put a barrel of wine in front of
her? Yeah, there it is. They put a barrel of wine in stumas, ba'ula, and an almana is tukha. So that way, the husband can prove she was an almana. Why does the husband have to prove she was an almana? Because that way, in case she grabs 200, he suffix she would win. But if he has proof she's an almana, then she has to give it back. It's very unfortunate in the sugya that if she grabs 200, right, it works. Right? So that's ksubas. Supos tesayinu in beis, zimnim de tofsa masayim. The what was the lashon for amra ana besula havai? Right. So what do? They made a takana. They should have a special siman at the wedding, a special minig of the wedding with a barrel, so that they could bring all the guests, and they'd find two guests. Two guests would be me, and she was an almana. But if there was no evidence, if it was 50-50, then tefisa would work. That's a very mafur sugya that that tefisa works. So, question is, how to get out of these, sugyas? So, how do we get out of these sugyas? what does Tosfos say? Well, the merchatz. How do we get out of the merchatz sugya? How do we defend ourselves against the merchatz sugya? What does Tosfos say? Read it again. V'chein, who must go in touch with him and see me all the time. Very short, very short. Korea, I had to study merchatz. Mo kishmol hadiach logo v'yam tzachodes. All of a sudden, chodesh. Over there he was nichnas beheter. Meaning, I mean the difference is very clear. Over here he grabbed something. I grabbed something. Right? I didn't ask him permission. Right? I really didn't have terribly much business grabbing it. Right? But over there in the Merchatz case, what did I do? I stayed in the Merchatz. Was staying in the Merchatz a terrible thing to do? Or not? First of all, you rented me the Merchatz in the first place, you never came and asked for it back. And secondly, Minastam, it sounds to the Gemara like, everyone would be very happy for me to stay the 13th month and then pay you the 13th dinar or whatever amount of money it was. Right? So I didn't do anything wrong by taking it. Right, I was in my rights to stay here. Therefore, since I was nichnas beheter, that's no problem. So, what is Tosfos' answer? Says that's the case of nichnas beheter. Okay, why does nichnas beheter make a difference? By the way, are there any other answers? I don't remember who was on the Makor sheet. Do we find any other answers to the Merchatz case?
Yeah, the guy didn't come and complain at the beginning. He was mogel that you're okay.
Exactly. That's the Rush. I think the Rush is on the Makor sheet. The Rush gives a different answer. The Rush says it's... Ella... Mitam Odoh, you misunderstood Shmuel. Shmuel is not saying it's Mitam Tfisa. Shmuel is saying it's Mitam Odoh. Shmuel doesn't really think whoever's toe face wins. He just thinks that if the guy was Shosek till the end of the month, then he was, Modeh. If he comes in the middle, they split it for a different reason, because that's what you do, Bamako, and conflicting Lashon, you split it, and wait till the end of the month, and that's because he was Modeh. But it's not because everyone gets whatever their toe face. Okay, is it the simplest pot in the Gemara there? No, but it's a possible answer.
So how does the middle of the month work? Why is that split?
Actually, the real din is they should split it. Maybe it's like Sumchus. That's what the other Rav there say. The mission is like Sumchus. The real din is that they should... The truth is that it's not so pashut. Yeah. No. I'm definitely oversimplifying here. If you look at the Lashon... of the Rush, let's see how much he gives away, and then try to not get deeper than that. He doesn't specify too much. You might have to say, clearly what he thinks is that, if he comes in the middle of the month, obviously if he comes in the middle of the month, he wasn't Modeh halfway, right? That's impossible, right? If he comes at the end of the month, Mitam Hodah. If he comes in the middle of the month, they split it. Mitam something else, Mitam Mamanavot Basabe Kolkin. And if you ask why we say Mavon Mutl B'Safek Chok in here, and in other cases we don't say Mavon Mutl B'Safek, we don't say Mavon Mutl B'Safek Chok in, then you have to say maybe he's Mokim that it's like Sumchas, in which case really, even though it's not the simplest law of the Gemara.
Can I come in the beginning of the month? Also we don't split it.
Pashtus, in that case, if I come in the beginning of the month, we'd also split it. Shmuel didn't explicitly address that. It's a totally different way of reading Shmuel. I admit it's a different way of reading Shmuel. But you know what? The Seder. We'll live for now.
Can you say that the Bechel Dagger is more of a Seela? Actual Bechel Dagger? What you actually meant?
Yeah, but even so, it's hard to say that he can have a half.
Well, then half. Okay, I don't care the first half of the month. Now I care about the second half of the month.
I mean, it's more like a mechila or something. Right. It could be, although he doesn't terribly sound that way. We'll leave it for now. You know, I don't want to get too deeply into that. Let's leave the rush for now. Okay, the rush, basically, you're going to say, how do you read that into the Gemara and Daf Kof Beis? The answer is, you might need power tools. But Beseder, meaning, it doesn't bother us right now, right? Meaning, if that's not Mitam Tfisa, that's Mitam Odah, then it has nothing to do with us. Right? Tosos, why does Nichlas Beheter make a difference? According to Tosos, so he's Nichlas Beheter. Why does that make a difference if he's Beheter or... What is the contrast, Tosos? Beheter or Besafik? What is the difference between Beheter and Besafik? Who cares?
It's not really a Tvisa. There was no aggressive Tvisa.
Who cares if it's aggressive or not?
That's what... Tough but going...
Okay. So Aaron's reading Tosos. Aaron's reading Tosos the way, if I recall correctly, this is how Rav Aaron read Tosos when we learned the first paragraph of Metziah. This would be then a chish. This would be then a chish in Tosos. One way is, what's the Svara? The Svara, okay. Everyone's mocking me if I make things a little complicated. Not my fault. It's your fault. It's the fault of the Alumni Commission. What Aaron is saying is that Tfisa only, or I don't need to use a double negative. What Aaron is saying is that Tfisa works if it's not aggressive, right? Tfisa works if it's not aggressive.
Not Tfisa.
Right. The only problem with Tukva Kohen is that it's aggressive. Itaka is, right? Meaning, what am I? I'm going and grabbing your property. Right? If it's not aggressive, then Tfisa works. That's what it means. Besuffic, what does Besuffic mean? Besuffic means it was not clear that I had a right to this, and I go and grab it anyway. I try to resolve Sfeikos through violence. Right? The way I resolve Sfeikos, right? I don't know. The way Yeshiva guys resolve Sfeikos is through Eidus and Rov and Chazaka and Migo and other things. The way I resolve Sfeikos is through, you know, this is my Chazaka and this is my Rov. Alright, that's how I resolve Sfeikos. So, okay, that's not valid. But if you didn't do anything wrong, you were a totally innocent fellow. You were just the kind of guy that you were saying here. You say, we'll work it out someday. When he comes, we'll work it out. He can come. What am I going to do? Right? Then it's perfectly fine. What? Now, that sort of, why? Meaning if it's vadai that he wins, because I'm ultimately all over Raya, why did it make a difference if it was aggressive or not? Did anyone here say that it made a difference if you were aggressive or not? So according to Aaron, I think what Aaron is saying is a totally different way of understanding the psak of Rov Rishonim. I got all the everyone agree that we should pass like Rov Rishonim here, right? It's a totally different way of understanding the Sakha Rov Rishonim, because what difference is aggressive? If they're arguing that the one is most of the of Araya, what difference does it make if I'm aggressive or not? What?
It's like the guy handed this to me. It's not aggressive, it's a Zipik. I handed it.
And therefore?
He's
Modet. Tos isn't saying he's Modet. No, Tos isn't saying he's Modet. What do you mean he's Modet? He's not Modet. He's saying, I just didn't get around, I was busy, right?
It sounds like
what? So what Yosef is saying is a different part. Is it doesn't have to do with aggressiveness per se. And obviously it comes down to it. Tosa saying that. What Yosef's saying is that the question is, where is the question is, what's the latest asafik? Who's most, I mean, whoever's most first wins, right? How do you do on his first? When is first? Adam Rishon? Noach? Right? Avraham Avinu? Moshe? What's first? First seems to be Bishas Lidas HaSafek. So I think what Yosef's trying to say, if I'm not mistaken, is that, you know, when I am Nichnas Beheter, when I'm Nichnas Beheter, then until you come and complain to me, until you come and complain to me, we haven't brought up the suffix yet. What does the Mosheh Rabbeinu mean? When two people are arguing about property, right? Then the defendant wins, the plaintiff loses. Who's the defendant? Who's the plaintiff? So the point is, if after this suffix is around, right, one guy grabs from the other, it doesn't change who's the defendant, who's the plaintiff. It's already in Paskin. But if you gave it to me, I'm Nichnas Beheter. If I'm Nichnas Beheter, then the suffix is not, can I get your property? The suffix is, can you get my property? Because I was already here. And since I was Nichnas Beheter, therefore, I'm the Mosheh, and Mosheh Rabbeinu Araya is on my side. So I think, and maybe this is what Aaron meant. Right? What we meant here is that, in Nichnas Beheter, the original Leidas HaSafek is can the landlord, well, no, we have to say this a little better. In Nichnas Beheter, the Leidas HaSafek is only when the landlord asks for it back. And then the socher is already mochzak. Is that what you're saying, Yosef? Right? That's what Yosef was saying. In that case, it's not a matter of nice versus not nice, right? It's not a matter of good guy versus mean, aggressive fellow. It's a matter of technically we have to look at, like, when do we first ask this question in Paskin Mevadai? So in a normal case, when do we first ask this question in Paskin and Paskin Mevadai? In a normal case, whoever's holding it is holding it. And, you know, as soon as it's born, right? As soon as it's born, we ask, can the Kohen get it from the Bailim? The answer is no, it's Vadai the Bailim's. But in this case, as soon as the 12 months end, we don't ask, can the socher stay there? The answer is no, it's Vadai the Maskir's. What do you mean? The socher is not doing anything wrong by staying there. We don't really have a halachic shayla yet. We only have a halachic shayla. The guy says and comes and says, I want my merchatz back. So therefore, since he was Nichnas Beheter, no one has to sue each other until I let you in Beheter, until I ask you to leave. We don't have a court case between us. Therefore, the psak is not until, the latest of something is not until he shows up, and it is a chiddush. It's not until he shows up. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Araya is on the side of the tenant who is mochsak.
Yeah, Tosfos can't be saying this because that's supposed to answer to the next Gemara, and there he says it's called Moshe Rabbeinu Araya. So why wouldn't you just use the same lashon if that's...
Oh, because it's not literally.
Why not?
But no, here it's clearly not literally called Leidas HaSafek. As soon as the 12th month ended, there's a Leidas HaSafek. There's conflicting lashon in the shtar.
Okay, but if we're saying that for this kid, what meaning? Hold on, but in the case of the Ksuvis, it's also not.
In the case of Ksuvis, means literally before anyone knew there was a Safek, right before the other even showed up. Over here, it's not literally before anyone knew Safek. Well, we're just saying it to you.
In Ksuvis, that everybody's grabbing back and forth before the other even.
No, in Ksuvis, it wasn't even a case of grabbing. It just means I brought the shtar, I made you pay me because it was a regular shtar, and then two other Edom came.
Okay, but...
That's what Tosfos meant. So that's literally coming linked to Safek. Over here, Tosfos being mechadesh, that if you're nichnas beheter, that changes the original question. The original question is not, can you get it from me? The original question is, can I get it from you? What Tosfos is saying is that in Tofas b'Safek, then the original question is, can Kohen take from the Bailim? The answer is no, it's Vaday the Bailim's in Nichnas Beheter. Basically, Nichnas Beheter is the opposite of Tafas. In Nichnas Beheter, you'd have to say, is, can the Maskir take the rent from the socher? And then the answer is no, because bivad I know, because the socher is already muchzak on the rent. What do you mean the question? Isn't the question originally whether you can take the merchatz from him? No, what do you mean? He was in the merchatz. No one complained about him being in the merchatz. There was not a question about him taking the merchatz. The question is just, does he have to pay rent for the merchatz? Right? I never tried to stop him taking the merchatz. I never said I was unhappy with him having the merchatz. Therefore, no one was unhappy about him being in the merchatz. The question wasn't, can he take the merchatz? The question is, does he have to pay rent for the merchatz? And if the question, does he have to pay rent for the merchatz, then all of a sudden the masker is the mutzi and the sofer is the mufsuk and the mutzi is the
mufsuk. Doesn't it also make more sense within that general understanding concept to think about it as the cheskes mammon versus the cheskes bailus over the merchatz? Because in the end of the month, the cheskes mammon of the tenant is firmly established, whereas at the beginning of the month, it's more force inside of the cheskes bailus of the merchatz.
Right, so we paskin, like we're not from the end there, the karka b'chesba lo medes, the real question is the merchatz, not the money. So therefore, we pass the real question is the merchatz. The money is just a side effect of the merchatz, and that's why we pass the mask always wins. And as Shmuel might also admit that in some cases, that the real question is the merchatz. I think Shmuel is saying, see here, it says, nechnas beheter. I let you go into the merchatz. Once I let you go into the merchatz, then the real question isn't, can you go into the merchatz? Because you were a beheter in the merchatz. Since I didn't stop you, since I didn't object, only because I didn't object to you being in the merchatz. So it's not just that I didn't object to you being in the merchatz, you happen to be tofes. If I didn't object to you being in the merchatz, that means that I'm not fighting over you being in the merchatz. I'm only fighting over whether I make you pay b'dieved, and I've shifted it from a question of the merchatz to a question of the money, and therefore you're mochsuk, but only because of nechnas beheter. Meaning if he would have been nichnas be'isser, let's say I padlocked the merchatz after 12 months and took it back, and you waited till I went out of town and broke the lock and came in, then you would still lose. Because now the question is, can you take the merchatz, right? I've said, don't take my merchatz, and you took the merchatz. Now you lose, because the question is the merchatz, and you're the motzi. But over here, where I didn't display any unhappiness about you being in the merchatz, again, maybe I was unhappy. I just didn't tell anyone, right? Maybe inside I was unhappy. I was just preoccupied with the more important things. And I had no time. I had a crisis. So that's why I couldn't go say anything. But Lemaisa, since I didn't say anything to you about the Merchatz, and you had every right to be in the Merchatz, we can't start the Levis HaSavim. We can't talk about a case until I come and sue you. And by the time I come and sue you, then already you're the Muchzak and I'm the Motzi. I don't know if that's what Yosef is saying. According to Yosef's chat, then Tosos has a chiddush here. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is what's the main chiddush of Tosos? Nichnas beheter, even though no one told you you could stay a 13th month. But since no one told you not to stay a 13th month, that's as if we're being docha the court case till I show up and sue you. That's all Tosos is saying. According to Aaron's way of reading Tosfos, Tosfos seems to be bringing in some new factor, which is, it depends if you're being nice or not. Right? Basically, it depends if what you're doing is iser he doesn't use the word be'isser, right? What does he use the word? Beheter or besafek? But it sounds like...
Tmimus.
Right. It sounds like it depends if you're a good guy or you are an aggressive guy. Now, why should it depend if you're a nice guy or an aggressive guy is not so clear. When we learn this, yeah.
Maybe we can suggest in the first answer that it's kind of like Jesus Balamar and Tfisa and Pikadon, when he talks about his whole shita, is that it depends if it's like an act of aggression.
Okay, I think you're absolutely right. Again, I'm not the, to a certain extent it's Arbach Arvitzar, because not as if the Balamar was the shita that explained itself most in the entire world. But when I learned this from the Rambam, he said it could be, there's more than one way to understand the shita of Rov Rishonim, of Rav Chananya. One way is to say Hamos Merchol Varaya is a Vadai. But maybe there's a alternate shot in Manga Amar. Ein Motzi and Miyado. What's the alternate shot in Manga Amar Ein Motzi and Miyado? Maybe really... We really agree with Rambam that Hamotz Mechorel Varaya is a suffix. If we agree with Rambam, Hamotz Mechorel Varaya is a suffix. Obviously not on a sof, but in the first step, Hamotz Mechorel Varaya is a suffix, then why doesn't Tfisa work? But Tfisa Be'isser is not recognized. Meaning, this is not a seal of gomer. Bezdin is not saying we don't know you're not getting involved. Bezdin is saying, look, there's only a psak misafik here. We can't pass him to vadai who wins and who loses. All we can say is that we have to leave the, you know, we have to, can't take the money away from anyone else because we don't know misafik. But we're still involved in this case. There's still pikuach in this case. And what that means is that if you come into court and you try to use aggressive isser tactics to solve this problem, then we'll reverse these tactics. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Any lawyers here? If you go to court nowadays in civilized nations, I think that if you go to court and you start doing tfisa, you know, while the matter's in court, the court will just say, no, give back what you grab. That's not how we resolve things here. It doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong. We don't resolve things through violence and aggressiveness. That's not the way to resolve disputes. And we don't even before we don't need to paskin. That's not, even if we don't know how to paskin, the way to paskin is not by grabbing things. That's just an inadmissible tactic. And therefore, we reverse what you did by Isser, right? Whatever you do by Isser is lo mahani. That's not admissible. Right, once you have a suffix, you have the dini mamonis, you have a bezdin, it's not a sea look. Like bezdin says, we're not getting involved, we're not touching it, kol ha'olungar, go fight it out, this is the jungle. Bezdin says, look, whether or not we have vados here, this is not the jungle. You can't go grabbing things from people. If you're a nichnas beheter, that's a different story. If what you did is beheter, then wonderful, then that does change the psak. 2 weeks ago, we would have said he wins. Now we say you've split it, and in 2 weeks from now we'll say you win. Because as long as you're not being aggressive, as long as you're acting beheter, right? You're not grabbing. As long as you're acting beheter, then we're going to recognize that whoever's holding it now wins, and we can't take it away from them. But if you're doing something aggressive, we have to reverse that, because that's an inadmissible way to resolve disputes in Bezdin. Maybe if you took this other pshat in Tosfos, right, that would explain the lushan of Tosas' lushan of heter. Why is heter so important? So it could be that it's not that heter is important because you're nice or not nice, because you're being a good person or a bad person. Heter is just a way of expressing that, you know, we don't have to paskin this suffix until someone, you know, complains. But if you want to take lushan heter literally like Arun, maybe that's a totally different way of understanding. Not that we think there's a chazaka that pasen divide who wins. It's still a suffix who wins. But even though it's suffix who wins, you can't resolve a suffix through. You can't Once you have a suffix that's being dealt with by the halachic system, you can't resolve it by tfisa b'isser.
According to this whole shot, then how did it work out in terms of defining being a vade owning in terms of...
Beautiful. I was waiting for you to ask that. Right? Yosef's trying to defend himself. This is a cage match. Yosef, Gottesman versus Aaron Amstrak. He says, can't be. Says, can't say this mechudish pshat in the man da amar of tatvokoyin emul tzim yad, which I admit is a mechudish pshat. Can't say this mechudish pshat, because what was the whole point in our Gemara? The whole point in our Gemara is that it's vaday his. That was the inner ma'aser behemah, right? The whole point in our Gemara is that it's vaday his because it's chayiv and ma'aser behemah. So you can't say they really meant to the Rambam that it's suffik his, but you're not allowed to be aggressive, and if you're aggressive, we hold you in contempt to make give it back, etc. Because that's against the whole makar from our Gemara, right? The simplest way to answer that is with the famous exchange in the beginning of the Sefer Chemda Shlomo, right? The Sefer Chemda Shlomo asked the following question. The Sefer Chemda Shlomo asked a fascinating question. The truth is, I take it back. The Sefer Chemda Shlomo didn't just ask a fascinating question in the Veld. The Sefer Chemda Shlomo came to an Agav Orcha, but I'm going to just simplify it, not oversimplify it, simplify it by asking you the following question. What if the Suffolk who an Esrog belongs to? And you win, right? I'm ultimately a role of a Raya. So can you be Yotze with an Anyantif? So what would we say? We'd say that depends. According to the Rambam, you can't be Yotze with an Anyantif because it's only Suffolk yours. But according to the other Rishonim, so what do we say? We'll say, you know, Lemaisa, we don't pass like the Rambam. There is one Rishon who agrees with the Rambam. Who's one Rishon who often agrees with the Rambam? The Meiri. So the Meiri agrees with the Rambam, but okay, the Seder, not going to change things much. Lemaisa, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass like the other Rishonim, right? The Tufel Kohen goes through all those Shitas and says we should pass like the other Rishonim. And the Kunsh Tasfekos goes through all the Shitas and says we should pass like the other Rishonim. Agav, by the way, if anyone has time over Shabbos or... I know you really need like a full, like Yantif Kol Moed, etc. to look through the Sefer Tachva Kohen, Sefer Kunsh Tasfekos. It's all about the sugyas I mentioned on the sheet. And it's very fascinating, the difference between the style of the Tachva Kohen and the style of Kunsh Tasfekos. The Tachva Kohen is written by the Shach. And the style of the Shach, you know, it's going, collecting Rishonim, bringing Rayas back and forth. It's not the kind of lumnus we're used to from the modern day Yeshiva Shevelt. The Kunsh Tasfekos already, which is the Ketos, Ketos is not the modern Yeshiva Shevelt, but the brother of the Ketos, is analyzing the same things as the Shach, but, okay, as a dwarf standing on the shoulders of giants, so he sometimes has a more accurate view of exactly what he thinks most Rishonim hold. And also, he analyzes it in a much more lundish fashion that we're used to from the style of modern-day learning, because the Ketos was obviously, you know, among all the Achronim, one of the greatest precursors of modern-day Yeshiva Shevelt. Lumdus. So it's very fascinating. Most people would probably enjoy the Kunsh Tasfekos more than Tachva Kohen Min Hastam. But it's definitely worthwhile. They're both a worthwhile read. Although again, you'll definitely enjoy the Kunsh Tasfekos more. Now, back to this. So everyone says we pass like the other Rishonim. So simple pshat, we pass like the other Rishonim is, you should be Yotze the Esro, because it's Vaday mine, right? Meaning, that's exactly what's going on in our sugya, right? The Havmin is that leaning Yisurim it's something mine. The Maskat is leaning Yisurim, it is Vaday mine. However, this is the big machlokas in the beginning of the Sefer Chemdas Shlomo. The Chemdas Shlomo had an exchange with the Nesivus about it. You know, he quotes the Gon Milisa. The Gon Milisa is the Nesivus. There are probably other big Talmid Chum and Lisa who lived in Lisa, but none that famous. He asked a fascinating question. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that if I buy one tree from you, have I bought any land? Anyone ever learned Baba Basra? No. If I buy three trees from you, I have bought the land. If I buy two trees from you, it's a suffix. So, it's a suffix. So in a suffix, do I get the land or not? No, I don't get the land, you get the land. The Gemara says, since it's a suffix, therefore I have to bring Bikurim, but without Mikur Bikurim. That's what we do, Mikur Bikurim. You only bring Bikurim if you own the land. So it's a suffix who owns the land. So therefore, I bring Bikurim, but I don't say Mikur Bikurim. Makum suffix. So here it is. So guys, hold on a second. What do we see from that sugya in Bava Basra? We see that the Makum Amos Mekol Haraya. It is considered a suffix linyan mitzvos. So is it a suffix linyan mitzvos, or is it considered a vaday linyan mitzvos? So the Nesivos there says has a tremendous chiddush. The Nesivo says, really, Hamotz Mechol Haraya is only a suffix linyan mitzvos. But, no, okay, but what about our sugya? If it's really suffix linyan mitzvos, why then why am I chayav by Subhema? So here it gets a little complicated. What does the Nesivo say to answer our sugya? Right, what's going to happen if you take this approach? Yosef says, can't be, got to be, he's right, Aaron's wrong. Because if so, then why is he chayav b'meiser behema bivadai? And how do we know he's chayav b'meiser behema bivadai? Because you can't be chayav b'meiser behema misafik. It's like zeres akasov. So you can answer based on the Nesivos, not found in the book Nesivos. The Nesivos in his correspondence called, I don't think he calls him the Nesivos there. I don't even know if the Nesivos is published yet. I don't know the timing. The Gon Milisa, in the Chemda Shlomo, the Nesiva, what does the Nesiva say? He says, really, Hamotz Mechol Haraya is only a suffix. But, really, it's only a suffix. But why does it end up looking like a Vaday in our Sugya? And he also admits, I Biyotzei De Esro, it ends up looking like a Vaday. He says, but since the other guy can't be Toeface, hold on a second. Let's say I'm the Bailam Yura Kohen. Okay? It's not a crazy scenario. Now, I'm the Bailam Yura Kohen. Right? And could happen even Bazan is there, right? I bought a 2-year-old, whatever it is, from a guy, it was a very unclear, I don't even know how old it was, looked around to him, unclear whether it had ever had a baby yet or not, and I forget to symbolically sell it to a guy when it's pregnant, it has a baby boy lamb, so, and make it a good case, who cares anyway, there's no base on Mikdash, it has a baby boy lamb, and no problem. It's right after the baby boy lamb is born. There are Edom and Dayanim, everyone watching, that it's kosher v'yosher, and it's not my fault, and I didn't do any tricks, and no one's serving you any knas. Mamish, against anyone's expectations, a big dog got loose and jumped into the pen and bit its ear off. Right? Now it has a mum. Okay, great. Now it has a mum. It's nechal to where we can eat it. We're allowed to eat it. And still now it goes and ma bit it, but we can eat it. It's worth money. Right? Now it's worth money. Okay, so what do we say? We say Takvo Kohen in Takvo Kohen Motzino Sumiyado. What do you say? So according to the mainstream shot, it's Vaday Mind, those are in all Varaya. According to this, Bechodesh Pshat of Aaron and the Sivos supporting him, it's really only Suffolk Mind. But Lemaisa, your aggressive tactics aren't going to work. How will you feel now? Now that it's only Suffolk Mind, but your tactics are not going to work. You're not going to get anywhere. What feeling will you have? A halachically relevant feeling. Yeyush, right? He'll have yeyush, right? Meaning, lemaisa, if the other guy has the upper hand and there's nothing you can do about it, that's called yeyush. Once you have yeyush, now it becomes vaday mind, says the Nesivos. That's the chap, the chiddush of the Nesivos. Chem the Shlomo has 500 days that are against the Nesivos. That's the chap of the Nesivos. He is miyaish, and then it becomes vaday mine. So he admits it ends up vaday mine. Meaning the Nesivos admits I'm yotzei de esrog. He admits I'm yotzei de esrog, but not because it's really a vaday. It's really a suffix. But once it's a suffix and there's nothing you can do about it, then you're miyaish. And once you're Mishyaish, it turns into a Vaday. And that's what he explains our Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't mean the most of Haraya. our Gemara, everyone agrees it was Rav Elazar Safek. Right? That's the Nesivus' new pshat in our Gemara. The Nesivus says they're not arguing whether most of Rav Elazar is Vatni or Safek, like Rav Elchanan says. So we have two ways of explaining the Gemara. One way is the... Someone remind me to get new ones with... One way is the Rav Elchanan way. What are they arguing about? The machlokes is Hamos Meirul Araya a Vadai or a Suffolk? Then the Nesivus says the fancy schmancy other pshat says the Nesivus. The Nesivus says, fancy schmancy other pshat. No! Likuli Alma Hamos Meirul Araya is a Suffolk. What are they arguing about? They're arguing that machlokes is, can you use aggressive tactics? Can you use aggressive tactics? The Rav Hamuna says, what do you mean? If it's a suffix, that all is fair in love and war. Okay, this isn't love. It's not exactly war. But right, all is fair in love, war, and business. The truth is that nowadays, it's already 60-odd years that all's not fair in war. All's still fair in love, I believe. So all's fair in love and business, right? Post-Geneva Convention, all's fair in love and business. And Rav Chananya says back to him, no, this is not the Wild West. This is not the jungle. Whether it's a Vadai or a Suffolk, you can't change the reality. You can't have a chote nisker. You can't win by being aggressive.
Why don't we need the Nesivus? Why can't we just say that once, like post we pass and post the little raya, even though it was one bit Torah subject, now we treat it key like you're the Vadai.
Okay.
It's a simanat that we have by.
Hold that thought. The answer is The rear answer is mucher from the Kesef Mishnah that we could, because it's a Bechlal Masai Mun of the Kesef Mishnah. My answer is Einachanami. I just, think this is a nice Nesivus. And I was meant to be Meravis to that later.
So yeah. Just to clarify, I understand, what happened with the Gemara of Basra?
So what happened with the Gemara of Basra? Great. Meaning, wasn't the Nesivus trying to answer a question from Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph? So he says, in Bava Basra, it's Karka. There's Yeish doesn't work by Karka. And that's why it remains a suffix forever. Because Yeish doesn't work by Karka. That was the Nesivus' actual answer. That's quoted in the Chen de Shlomo. I know most of us don't have a Shulchan de Shlomo, but I pointed out that the Shulchan de Shlomo was summarized by the Kilos Yaakov here. Here, Alatar, I wrote from Mitzia Simen Vav, but I think I noticed in the new ones it's Simen Yud Aleph. So I'm not sure if I was writing based on the old ones, or if I just had a toast sofer. Alright, it happens. Where Rosenberg used to give him a chorus, and he would make a mistake in the exact Simen number, etc. He would say it's good, and make sure that people still remember the thing.
Just going back to Yosef's Svara there. If you have the Nichnas Beheter, the problem that you still have is that the Suffolk, just like the Behor, the Suffolk is objective. We know it belongs to Israel. No one knows it belongs to Israel of the Belayim. So here also we have a Shtar that's unclear and nobody knows what it means. I think what you're forced to say is that there's a distinction between types of Svegot. Here it's entirely possible that both of them know what it means. They intended the same thing. They knew that at the time. Therefore, there's no data of the Suffolk at the time of the rental contract. There's no, when he moves in, Nichnas Beheter, at the beginning of the year, there's no data of the Suffolk. It's only when he comes and makes a counterclaim that it casts doubt upon that somebody said what they meant. Otherwise, if it's objective, then you're stuck in the beginning and see that like before.
Okay, I hear you, Taita. You're saying very nicely. The question is whether all that is in Tosfos Lashon or not. My only something is whether that's what Tosfos meant, but it's definitely a good start. Is that specifically in this case, since we, for all we know, they might have both admitted to an understanding as to which Lashon was Iker. It's mamish not a suffix until he shows up. And therefore, of course, this is not a tfisa after a multiple role variety, just a tfisa before a multiple role variety. And that's what those means by Nichlas Beheter. It means that there was mamish no suffix because they wrote a contract with Stumma, they both know what they're doing, and why do I have to be in the contract with Stumma? They both know. Only when it turns out that they don't both know do we have a suffix. That's quite possible. That's quite possible. Okay, so what we've seen is that the Lashon of Tosfos, when he emphasized the idea of heter, might seem to support a Nesivas, totally Machudish understanding of what the Machlokas is here. And we then have two ways of reading the Machlokas. The Makobal mainstream way of reading the Machlokas, which is whether Motzav Rechel of Rai is a Shevi Al Tasa or Chazaka, is a Suffolk or a Vadai, or maybe everyone reads the Suffolk, just one man says it's a Suffolk and it's a word and the law of the jungle applies. The other one says it's a Suffolk, but this is not the jungle. And then Mela, in most cases, it'll turn into a Vade through the back door, because once there's nothing you do about it, you're Misyayish, and it'll turn into a Vade through the back door. As Yosef pointed out, it has to turn into a Vade in most cases in the end, because that's the whole point of our Sukkah. Okay, good. Now we've dealt with Merachatz. Sam.
Did you give a precy of the
Hedishon's
rejection of
the Nesivos? No. The question is, right, so that's a fascinating question. What is the other alternative to answer the original kasha that they started with? So the Chet HaShalom is different days. There are some of them end up agreeing with the Nesivos and Lundas, and some of them not. We'll give one answer, which I realize is just begging something that we have later in the course sheet, that the Chem Neshon says, don't bring me a raya from that Gemara about the trees. The Gemara about the trees is a Sveikin Dedina, and the Rosh holds that a Sveikin Dedina has different rules. So that's one way he said, don't bring me a raya from that, that's not relevant to our sugya. So there are other ways out of it. Again, if you look in the stipend here in Siman Yud Aleph, he has very nice, he's a few simon about the sugya. In Yud Aleph, he has a very nice summary of the different deos, but you have to be in there. Some of the deos of the Chem Neshlomo sound like they agree more than the Sivas Bikaron. And most of the answers that the Chem Neshlomo, the other Akronim give, saying, no, that case of the trees is different for some other reason. Either the case of the trees is different because that's a Sveikin Dedina, and Sveikin Dedina has separate rules, or the case of the trees is different because you can't really apply Hamotz Mechol of Araya there because the person who bought the trees at least had the right to use the land, and therefore you can't really have a clear mukhzakus on it. Vechule. Okay. He gives a whole bunch of answers there in the Chumash Shlomo. Now, let's go back to our questions. What was the second question? The second question was, Ksubas, trade. How do you answer the trade? Anyone? How does Tosus answer it? What does Tosus say? Either one, Tosus says, this was talking about Tfisa Kodem Shenolad HaSafek Mash. Meaning, literal Tfisa Kodem Shenolad HaSafek. Everyone agrees that Tfisa was before the Safek existed at all, then of course that works. There was no Safek at all until afterwards. What's the case of, and is that a weird okimta? It's actually not a weird okimta at all. It's not a bad okimta at all. What does it mean? I have a shtar that says Morty owes me 100,000 shekel. So how can you have Tfisa Kodem Shenolad HaSafek? Very easily, I have a shtar, you owe me 100,000 shekel, so I take 100,000 shekel. And then Adam come and say the shtar is puzzle and we have a train, we have a suffix. But my tfisa was perfectly valid because at the time I was toe-faced, there was no suffix at all. And that's clear. I mean, if I paid you 30 years ago and then all of a sudden I make a suffix, I can't say, well, now give the money back because I was mostly 30 years ago. No, until there's a suffix, then of course we can't pass in one way or the other. So that's an easy answer. Or, second easy answer, or he disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says a second shot. The Gemara doesn't mean Tfisa works at all. The Gemara never said Tfisa works. It just says the shtar is not puzzle. In what way is the shtar not puzzle? Other than being able to use it for Tfisa. So I'll tell you what way is the shtar is not puzzle. We don't rip it up. What good does it do me that you don't rip it up? L'chora, what we mean is that, all the Gemara said was, you can't use the shtar, but it's not puzzle. The question is, what does the Gemara mean by, you can't collect, but it's not puzzle? So everyone assumes it means you can't collect, but if you're toe-faced, then yeah, then it works. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says, you can't collect, and you can't be toe-faced. What does it mean the shtar is not puzzle? We don't rip it up. what good does it do to not rip it up? L'chora, the idea of what good it does to not rip it up is that someday man should bring more Edom and be poshet the suffix, I'll have a shtar in my hands, right? Think about it. If we said the shtar was puzzled, what if then in 5 years from now I find Edom to be mazah the Edom against me and be matched with the shtar? Now we'll only have milv v'al peh. But if we don't rip up the shtar, then in 5 years from now I found Edom to be mazah the Edom say katan musul Edom said anusim and be matched with the shtar, I'll have a milv v'al shtar. Okay, that's what Tosa says. Doesn't mean tefisa works at all. Just that we don't rip up the shtar. Okay. In which case, it's not relevant to our sugya at all. What are the other classic answers for this Gemara? Right. Who says that? The Ramban. Excellent. Right. The Ramban says that this is a special rule of Milsa Davida Le'egluye. What's this? Now, the Ramban's making an assumption here, right? What assumption is the Ramban making? That in the end, you're likely to figure out whether the shtar is kosher or pasul. Now, this is the Rishon of debate with him. You know, really, is that true? How likely is it that you'll figure out whether the shtar is kosher or pasul?
It has to be likely.
What?
It has to be likely.
Simple shot is that it has to be likely. Because his reason is to not true chibidina. If it wasn't likely, then that wouldn't be a valid reason to say it's Ruchi Beidina.
It was just in the contrast with, let's say, Tavik Bechoros is...
Correct. I mean, the contrast with Tavik Bechoros is not just unlikely. It's practically impossible.
Right.
Meaning, could you find two Edim who recognize Simonim Mufhakim on this mother, the mommy sheep, and then saw where this mommy sheep lead beforehand and identified it through Simonim Mufhakim and could tell you whether it had a baby or not? Practically impossible, right? The case of the Merachat is practically impossible. What do you mean? It's not practically. It actually is impossible, right? Go figure out what it meant, unless you can find Edim who happened to be eavesdropping the Sunday contracts and heard them both agree one way or the other, which is... all you need to say in this case is, it's possible, right? Ekel make mola milsa, meaning possible. But that doesn't seem to be what the Ramban means, because there's reason. We'll say the Ramban's reason in a second. I think the Ramban is being likely. And here it's not so pashut. Is it likely or is it not likely? Like, what's happened? Remember, two Edom are signed on the shtar that Mordechai owes me 100,000 shekel. Two Edom come and say, those Edom, and their signature are authenticated, they're notarized. Two Edom come and say, those Edom were ketanim or psulim or anusim, and their testimony is invalid. Now, it's going to be a little tricky because, like, on the one hand, I don't know, how are we going to be posted this suffix? Like, what, bring another two Edom? It's already tray, right? So Ramban says, but it's Avida Legluye, whether they were Anusim and Ketanim and Psula Edus. So you have to figure out exactly how do you prove whether they were, you know, Ketanim and Psula Edus or not, right? And two Edom say they were Ketanim, so if two Edom say they were Gedolim, is that necessarily going to help? What? So you could be Mazen. Is that terribly likely? So the truth is that I don't want to go into it now. This actually is a very, very not pashut question. Meaning, Taka, what would happen if two Edom said that the Edom and the Shtar were Ketanim and two Edom said the Edom and the Shtar were Gedolim? Would we say Trey a Trey, so the Shtar is worthless? Or would we say these sets of Edom are Trey a Trey, throw them out and keep the Shtar? We're not getting into that now. That is already beyond what we're capable of digesting for one day. Let's grant the Ramban that he has it worked out, that he holds that you could easily bring... I mean, whether someone's a kutn or not shouldn't be easy enough to find out, right? Lamaisa, again, it's not nowadays, right? There are no records, whatever. But still, you should be able to... You know who the guys are. You should be able to find someone from their village. You know the date on the shtar. Should be able to find someone from their village who knows whether they were 12 or 13 that day to the shtar. Psuli Edus. You know, you should be able to find someone who lived near them who knows whether they were psulim or ksherim. Who knows whether they were thieves or not. Who knows whether they were gamblers or farmers. Etc. And the Ramban assumes, without getting into the lumdus, that this is something which you could adequately prove using the normal halachic system. There is a milstavim legluye. Now, why do I say likely, Ellie? Because... So what if it's Mils David Ligluye? So what? So it's Mils David Ligluye. Why should Tfisa work just as Mils David Ligluye?
He wouldn't dare do it if he knew he was going to get caught.
That's an interesting svara. I don't think that's the Rabban svara. The Rabban svara seems to be Atshuchi Beidina, which is why I think it has to be likely. Otherwise, that would be a good svara wagger. The Rabban svara is, look, it's not that the Tfisa really works to win. They didn't mean that Tfisa really works to win the case. What they meant is that, since the suffix, and we're probably going to find out later, the Tfisa works meanwhile, because as we're going to find out later anyway, why bother to take it back and forth and back and forth? Lemaisit, wait again, we're not talking about Vaday. If I Vaday steal your money, I can't say, well, let's wait, we'll work it out anyway someday, let me hold on to it meanwhile. That's ridiculous. But B'makam Safik, look, we all know that it's a Safik. It might go one way, it might go the other way. We all know we're likely to find out the answer within a couple of months. So meanwhile, let's just leave it where it is and not be matriarch ourselves too much. And again, I think this verb, let's not be matriarch ourselves too much, only works. It's likely to be clarified. Right? If it's possible to be clarified, then what do you mean don't be matriarch ourselves? It probably won't be clarified. But if it's 90% likely to be clarified, then why bother take it away from him and then have to decide again who to give it back to? We're going to decide, so we'll deal with it when we come to it. That seems to be the svara of the Ramban. What's the other answer? The Ramban? Or the Ravid? Or anyone? Right, Ramban has two other answers, no?
The
Ravid says he is Mokim Bitfisa Shalobe Edim. What do you mean Tfisa Shalobe Edim? All the tfisas that we're dealing with in this sugya are what we call tfisa ve'eden, meaning we know you were tofis. What we dealt with in avodim and alfa milvi yashana is what's called tfisa without eden, right? Now, what's unique about tfisa without eden? Meaning, we don't know you were tofis. What's unique about tfisa without eden? Every tofis without eden has a migo, you could say it was my money, right? So that's the Gemara didn't mean I could be tofis and he didn't tuck v'koi. The Gemara meant, I can be toe-faced and get migo. That's what it meant. If we would say, I'm vaday lost, then if I vaday lost, I can't have a migo. That's called a migo makom edim, right? If I vaday lost, I can't win with a migo. If there's proof against me, a migo doesn't help. If it's a 50-50, then teinach tfisa doesn't work. Midin tfisa. Tfisa doesn't work. Midin muchzokos. I'm ultimately royal of haraya. We pass no one. Amon seem so yadu. But if I toe-faced that edim, then of course tfisa works. Because that's midin migo. What does midin migo have to do with our sugya? Of course, the had a migo. Now, the kohen could never have a migo, because you can't have a migo if you don't have a taina. But in this case, the guy had a taina, that it was a valid shtar, that you owed me the money. What was the guy's taina? The guy's taina was, look, I lent you $100, or 100,000 shekel. I don't care about the aid in this way, that way. You owe me 100,000 shekel. He has a taina, he's a migo. He grabbed 100,000 shekel, and no one saw him. You could have said, this is my 100,000 shekel for my business. So, of course, he can say, I admit I took it from you, but... I admit I took it from you, but you owed it to me. So, and he's Neman, midin migu, the low, midin mochsa. Therefore, it's not a theory of arsuga. Arsuga is no man who's mochsa, but it's a raya. Obviously, if you're a migu, that's a different story. Right? The problem with the raivid is only that the raivid has such a good shot to face that aiden. That maybe tfisa should that aim should work even if the shtar is vaday pasul. Okay, that's a question the Rav is going to have to answer in Ksubas, which we won't get into now, which the Mechasim L'Ritva deals with. And it's such a good svara that my tfisa works if I have amigo that even if the shtar is vaday pasul. Hold on, Saf, milvi yashana. I don't need a shtar. Even if I have no shtar, I can be toe face and claim it was a milvi yashana with amigo. All right, so you'll,
How can you kind of answer the Gemara Ksuvos like that also, with a Betzula?
Ah! Okay, who says you can't? We're missing the most interesting answer to the Ramban here. What's the other answer to the Ramban to this sugya? Why is this sugya different? And this answer to the Ramban is for sure not like the Nesivas Aaron Derech. This other answer Ramban is for sure working off the Chazaka Derech. What does he say? Ah, okay, this is a very, very clever inyan. Treyutrei, Sveikid Oraisa, Sveikid Rabbanan. It's a machlokes in Bava Basra and some other places. It's not clear how we paskin. Meaning, it's not clear which way we paskin. The Ramban is making an assumption about how we paskin. The Ramban and many of the Talmidim in the Ramban say, this is the case of Treyutrei. What's different? Treyutrei, Sveikid Oraisa, Sveikid Rabbanan. Sounds like interesting Lashonos floating in the air. Right? What does it mean practically? What's the machlokes? The machlokes is midoraisa. What is the sugi of trei trei sekid raisa sekid rabbanan about? If you have trei trei and a chazaka, does a chazaka work midoraisa from trei trei or not? Right? What's this far? On the one you say the trei trei cancel each other out and go with the chazaka. On the other hand, you could say, what do you mean? Trei trei, and what if you added another aid to one side? Or another two aiding to one side? It would still be trei trei. What if you had another 1,000 aiding to one side? It would still be trei trei. Right? What if you had a star to one side? It would still be trei trei. Right? Trei trei is a stalemate. They both have the strongest proof. So adding a chazaka is not going to help because it's still trei trei. So that's the machlokas. Do we say a chazaka won't help makom trei trei because it's a stalemate anyway? Or do we say no, ignore the trei trei and follow the chazaka? So the Ramban says trei trei sveikid oraisa. The Ramban says trei utrei sveikid oraisa. What does trei trei sveikid oraisa mean? A chazaka can't apply to makom trei utrei. Trei utrei, we can't paskin like one way more than the other. Right? Trei utrei is an irresolvable suffix. I mean, only resolvable by the mazim, you know, one of the idiom, or apostling some of the idiom. As long as it's trei trei, it's an irresolvable suffix. A chazaka can't be machriya that suffix. That's trei trei sveikid oraisa. So says the Ramban, hold on a second. The whole sheet of Emotzi Miyad, don't forget this, Mechodesh Nesivus way. The whole sheet of Emotzi Miyad is because Hamosu Miyad is Vada Midin Chazaka. But Chazakas don't work, B'makom Trey Trey. B'makom, the whole point of Chazakas, we can paskin B'vada one way. Not because we know, we don't know, but we have a rule that tells us to paskin B'vada one way. We can't paskin B'vada if there's a Trey Trey because it's an irresolvable suffix. We can't pass like one guy over the other if it's trei trei. Chazaka doesn't help. So therefore, trei trei sveikid oraisa, and we can't use a chazaka. Sveikid oraisa means, mida oraisa, we don't use a chazaka. Everyone agrees with Rabbanan in the cases of Isser Heta, we have to be machmir both ways. The question is just, mida oraisa, we ikar did, right? And dini mamunas is no chomer and kula. We have to go with the Dindo Raisa, right? You can't be machmir both ways. Whoever wins, someone loses. So anyways, it's trei trei sveikid oraisa. Chazakas don't work makom trei trei. Hamosfer gol raisa chazaka. He clearly understands, right? The Ramban clearly understands what we were saying beforehand. Hamosfer gol raisa is a vada midin chazaka. You can't use a chazaka makom trei trei. And therefore, whoever's toe face wins because in trei trei, our hands are tied. It's a stalemate. We can't possibly like one guy more than the other. And the Ramban clearly is not at all like this Mechodesh Derech of the Nesivos. He's like what Rav Chanan said, what we thought all along. Let's just briefly go to the case in Ksubas Daf. One second. How about Tosfos? Where's the Tosfos? I have Tosfos in brackets. Yeah, Tosos and Ksubas. Ba'otimon v'cheskas Mari. So he brings all the same questions and all the same answers, and he adds one thing. What does he add? What does Tosin Ksubas add as an answer to this Gemara? And this becomes famous as the Day of the Rush, although the Rush doesn't say it to answer this Gemara. What's the famous sheet of the Rush? Nil Tosin Ksubas? What? It says, when does Tfisa work? What? Says on the Suez via Shloma Jashani Gavi Korsha, Kohen Tophos me Suffolk, the Enyo Deyam Bechorhu, Avalhacha, Shetoin Bari Mahanya Tvisar, right? What's the Lush in the Rush? Tfisa works with Tainus Bari. Tainus Bari is different. Says Tosfos and Ksubos in the Rush, Tfisa Mehani. The Tainus Bari. Tainus Bari is different. Tainus Bari is better. Tfisa works if you have a Tainus Bari. In Tfakvo Kohen, it's Shema Veshema. No one knows anything, right? That's the Pasha no Kipta. Yeah?
What about like Shinos and Talos for the passing of Hogu? And I sing it in front of Beast and I grab it at their hands.
Okay. Why doesn't Tfisa works with Tainus Bari, be Tfisa Be'edim, and Shnaim Oxen be Talis? So you'll have to give
one. Bari seems
no, it doesn't matter. In this case, it's also Bari Bari. Super's also Bari both ways. Yeah. The you have to give one of two answers. Either the weaker answer is to say that because once there's a special takana of Yachloku, that overrides the normal rules. Right? Or the stronger answer is that it could be Tosos, Lashitasa, and Bezam and Aleph, that Tosos says that Shneimot and Talos is not Mamun with the Sulfak and the Cholkin in the first place. It's an An and Sadi that you have half and I have half. There's an An and Sadi in this sugya doesn't apply at all. If it's a Vadai who it belongs to, then of course Tfisa doesn't work with Tainus Bari, right? That's called I grab your sword and say it's mine. That's called Gzela, right? In Chafi Didi Chafi, Havali Gazlan.
The Rush would also be the Shetabe. No? The Rush is also
a right, so either that, or you'd have to say it's a special din that Yachloku, once they make a Takana of Yachloku, because the Yachloku is some level of Takana, certainly our Yachloku Mishfu is a Takana. Even Yachloku without a Shfu is like... No, so Motzim Echol Arai is natural. Yachloku means Bezdin has to take over and use their power to resolve it. So once Bezdin takes over, then already you can't overrule their psak. Now, that would be the other answer. Now, what's the svara of this... well, before we get to it, let's just briefly go to the Gemara and Ksubas Tes Zayin over there, the Basula who grabs. Right, the Basula who grabs. I don't think there's any new answers to, I don't think there's any new answers there. What are the ways to answer the psula, the woman who grabs and says she's a psula, and psula says, Zayin Amid Beis? I think you'll use some of the same answers, right? Either, what answer could you use? Either you could use the Ravid's answer, right? That is talking about Tfisa B'li'edim. Or you could use the Ramban's answer, Milstra V'yilu Gluye. The Ramban mentions both of those. Obviously, the old Tainus Bari works as a Tainus Bari. It's hard to say that the Kodum leaves a Safek, because I guess it always leaves a Safek, but that's enough answers, right? The Ramban says, Tfisa B'li'edim. Or he says, Milsa Davida Ligluye, right? Whether the girl got married first or second marriage, that should be Avida Ligluye, right? Eventually you'll find people who remember the story of the family, people who knew the family know whether she was previously married or not. Or, according to the Rush and Tosfos and Ksubos, it's a Tainus Bari. Okay, that's easy enough to answer. And Dafka, take the Ravid's derech and say that Sonat Tfisa B'li'edim is not bad at all, so he has no weaknesses. So that doesn't bother so much. What's the Pshan and Tainus Bari, though? This is something my whole life, I'm not sure if I've been Zohar properly understand or not. Who cares if I'm told with Tainus Bari or not? Right, what's the Rosh and Tosfos and Ksubos? This, by the way, you should know, this is a big, big, big dion in the Achronim. The Tokvo coin goes through and is medayek, he thinks Rov Rishonim agree with the Rosh and Tosfos and Ksubos, that Tfisa, remember, we pass him against the Rambam, Tfisa doesn't work. Ah, what if he has a Tainus Bari? Then the Tokvo coin goes through and says, I think Rov Rishonim agree with the Rosh that Tfisa works with Tainus Bari. The Kunshna Sfeikos goes back to him and says, no, ridiculous. It's actually interesting. I mean, another difference between the Shach and the Ksosis and the Ksosis brother here, but they have a similar Derech Lima, that the Shach is very, very sure that whatever Pshat he thinks is right, all the Rishonim agree with. And if you ever read the long Shachs that everyone's always afraid of reading, about the Fum Tzara Agra, he always says, like, this Pshat is right, and then gets all the Rishonim to agree with him. The Ksosis is not so big on that. He's much happier. Again, this is a very big difference in Derech HaLimud. Like, so it's much happier. But Yeshiva Shefela nowadays, Gevaldik, the Machlokas Rishonim. I'm so excited that I see all the different Shitas. The Shach is very convinced that everyone agrees with this Tainus Bari, and this is Halacha L'maisa. A lot of cases are Tainus Bari, right? The Kunsh Asfeko says, no way. He actually proves that no Rishonim agree to the Russian Posting Suvas whatsoever. That Tfisa works, Malkin Tainus Bari. It's really... seems like Kunsh Asfekos is right here. Not that I'm going to put my head in between the Shach and the Kunsh Asfekos. But it seems like Kunsh Asfekos is right here, that almost no Rishonim agree to this Chiddush of Tainus Bari. However, in the end, the Kunsh Asfekos says, L'maisa, if someone did it, I would let them keep it, because I'm not going to take on the Shach, especially since... a lot of the Gedolei Poskim of the generation before the Ramah agreed with the Shach, because of Arik and Chuvas Hadeshen. So Lemaisa, in the end, if someone grabbed the Tainus Bari, we would let them keep it, even though the Kunsh Tzvekos is convinced this is the wrong Psach, but he has too many early Achronim against him. So this is a real Lemaisa Dikshita. So, Taka, what's Pshat? Why should Tainus Bari make a difference? Right, what did the Rush say? Came into Mokslik Vavatoin Bari, Ain Lanu Koch, Lotziam Yado. Right? What difference does it make if he's toying Bari or not? Anyone? What's Pshat? Who cares if he's toying Bari or not? Right? Let's remember the case. We have a Suffolk. We come into court, there's a Suffolk, objective Suffolk, you know, the there's no way to know 50-50. I'm holding the money now, business says I win. If you grab it from me later, B'tainus Shema, you have to give it back. If you grab it from me, B'tainus Bari, then you keep it. What's Pshat? What's Pshat?
Doesn't also say that the case of Bechor is a Safek?
Yeah, Bechor is a Safek, that's why you have to give it back. Tuk Mekon Motsino Samiyado.
I mean, you can't have a Bari in a case where it's an objective Safek.
Sure you can. You can have a tray of tray, and I say these two Adam are right, you say those two Adam are right. Right? So it depends what you mean by objective suffix, it's just semantics. What I mean is, it's known to be a suffix. It's a known suffix, right? And bari, you can even have bari bari in the case of Bechor. Everyone knows that we have no way of knowing, except for this guy claims he saw it, this guy claims he saw it. Anyway, what difference does Tainus Bari make? What? Ah, so this is, I'm pretty sure this is what Lichtenstein said, in this Tainus Bari, that you can explain the Tainus Bari based on Derech of Aaron and the Nesivos. Maybe what's shot in the Rush's Tainus Bari? The Rush says, Tainus Bari means you're justified. What do you mean? You know that you're right. If you know that you're right, you are justified. As a matter of fact, the Kunsh Asfekos even says at some point, not so clear, he says, look, it's very nice that, you know, that you think one thing, you think the other thing. Lemaisa, if you know that you're right, then you haven't done anything wrong. If you don't know who's right, then it's like other things. If I know that I'm right, then I have the right to grab my own money. If I don't know who's right, then I'm just a thief. So you could say, again, this is not, I'm not saying this is what the Kunsh Asfekos says. You could say, what's the Svara? I apologize for being all over the place. What's the Svara? One way of saying this verse is by this very mechudish derech of the Nesivos, which again, meaning the Nesivos doesn't say this whole varna just going together with him, Svara. One way is that really Hamotz Mechavel Olav Haraya is a suffix, and Tfisa works, but Tfisa Misafik is Tvisa Be'isser, and is not recognized. Right? If I'm a Bari, then what I'm doing is morally justifiable. I have the right to be Ovid Nishdil Nafshe. I know this, but, I mean, not so Pashit, but I know that I'm right. Me suffic, then I have no right to do this. So it could be, again, it's a question of, am I justified or not? If I'm a Bari, that's Tvisa Be'heter. Tvisa Be'heter changes the equation. If I'm a suffic, that is Tfisa Be'isser, and Tfisa Be'isser cannot change the equation. So maybe that also goes with this more Mechudish way of reading the Sugya.
Does that have to do with, like, you know, the Sugya Sadek Novishana? Meaning, just in general, if I claim that I have, meaning, if in my head I'm convinced, and if there's not even a Sadek Novishana, then you owe me money, so everything is really Mechudish to me, so therefore I go,
Well, isn't that what everyone about the Malamor says? Everyone about the Malamor says it works. Again, they're talking about when I have amigo on my side, right? But Ikaron, they don't seem to think it's usher.
Right, no, exactly. So yeah. Therefore, by saying that would only be if you have tennis bari.
Correct.
You can't use other
tennis. Oh, for sure. Everyone agrees you can't
right,
use other
tennis. Right, so it's no, I'm saying it's not that, you know, far off from that whole entire thing.
Correct.
That would only work if it's bari and shema. If it's bari, you should understand that you're probably not right, or you could be not right, because the other guy thinks he's right, too.
No, he's lying.
I
don't understand. I know I'm right and that he's lying. The question isn't who do we believe? The question is, are you justified in and of yourself? So I mean, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say, after all, you should look at how it objectively looks. You shouldn't look at how it looks to you. Right? I mean, if more people thought about how what they did looks objectively and not their particular perspective, the world would be a better place, perhaps. But nonetheless, you could make the taina that tfisa the taina is Boris tfisa the heter. I admit it's a chiddush; it's sort of a shtickle jungle. But you could make that taina. The other way to read the rush is very. You're gonna have to make a big chiddush, and you're gonna have to say the other way to read the rush. You're gonna have to say that. You're going to have to say that there's two different kinds of muhzakas. There's chazaka sheishim atayna and chazaka sheinim atayna. When I'm muhzak bibari, you need absolute proof to retrieve it from me. A chazaka is not proof. After all, right, is rov good enough proof to be multi mamon? Anyone? Is rov good enough proof to be multi mamon? No. What's stronger, rov or chazaka? Rov or chazaka, rov or adif. Now, of course, some people remember there's a Chef Smaitza who points out that this doesn't work and there's a rock, paper, scissors going on here and it's not so pashut. But at least there'll be simple shot. You could say, you know what? Chazakas are not enough to be motzi. A chazaka is not a raya. A chazaka is a hachra, way to tilt the scale. So maybe you can make a big chiddush. The other way to read the rush is a big chiddush is that a muhzak with a taina, and this has to do with the Gemara in Baba Basra. What does the Mishnah say in Baba Basra? Kol chazaka she'enim a taina, ain't a chazaka. And that's something Chesed Gzimel Shanim. That might be a very specific rule by Chesed Gzimel Shanim, or it might be a principle. If I'm holding on to something without a taina, I'm not really holding it. If I'm holding on to something without a taina, I'm really holding it. Meaning, Hamotzi Mikarol of Haraya. If I'm holding on to something and I have a taina that I'm right, and I claim that I'm to be the owner, then you need to prove that I'm wrong. If I'm holding out to something I don't claim to be the owner, that's not really a chazaka, then you just need to have better than 50-50 chance that I'm wrong. You just need to have hachra that I'm wrong. So maybe you could say, muhzak with the taina wins unless you have a raya brura against him. But muhzak without a taina loses even to a chazaka. So you can say, no, we're keeping Rabbi Chanan's way that we always thought of reading the sugya. We're keeping the Rabbi Chanan way of reading the sugya. The Rabbi Chanan way of reading the sugya is that we paskin, the Rambam holds the suffix, we paskin that it's a vadai. However, what does a vadai mean? We paskin that it's a chazaka. Says the Rush, is a chazaka going to be enough to get it out of the toface? That depends. If the toface has a taina, then a chazaka can't be motzi from a toface with a taina. If the toface does not have a taina, then a chazaka is enough to be motzi from someone who doesn't have a taina. That's a big chiddush. That chazaka she'im a taina ain't a chazaka. There's two types of muhzak. There's a muhzak with a taina, a muhzak without a taina. Maybe that's what the Rush is saying. What is the Rush saying? What's his lashon? His lashon is kevin shuvtoin bari muchzak ba ein lanu koach lahotzi miyado. And if the kohen, I mean not the kohen, the guy, if the tokeith is holding it with a taina, then we need two aden to yotzi from him. A chazaka is not two aden. If the tokeith is holding it without a taina, we just need any hachra to be yotzi from him. And a chazaka is a hachra. It's not a raya brura. But it is a hachra, so chazaka can get it out of the hands of someone without a taina. Chazaka is not enough to get it out of the hands of someone with a taina. That would be a big chiddush. But either way, the Rosh has to be saying one of these two big chiddushim. Either going to this mechudish way based on the nesivas, that really everyone agrees to safek. The question is one of admissible tactics and inadmissible tactics. Or the Rosh has to say, no, there's tzvei dinim in hamotz mekorel haraya. If someone's a chazak shish mataina, only edim will get it away from him. If someone's a chazak shish any mataina, then any hachra that's enough to paskin a shayla of a piece of meat will be able to get it away from him, such as a chazaka.
If someone doesn't want to just go ahead and grab your tie off your neck, so what's the difference between that?
If you go and grab the tie off my neck, then anan sadi, that's my tie, and therefore I vary against you, even though you have a tie on. Which you might say, is it really anan sadi? I'll say yes. Clearly, it's more than just a chazaka that you might as well keep the status quo until proven otherwise. Meaning, it really is anan sadi. Come on, whose tie is this? Right, if you ask, right, you don't need any prior knowledge. If you ask, you know, any random person, never heard of Judaism, never heard of Moshe Rabbeinu, right, never went to law school, right, you ask any random, you know, five-year-old on the street, whose tie is this? They're like, it's my tie. It's your tie. How do you know it's my tie? Because now it's your tie. Everyone wears their own ties. Now, sometimes do people wear other people's ties? Yes, but highly infrequently. Right? And once you already subtract all the Dvar Masuim Hashu Lahaskir, so it's highly uncommon that anyone would be wearing someone else's tie. So I think it really is an Anan Sadi. I mean, that's the way we live our lives, right? If I see a guy walking down the street talking on a cell phone, I'm sure it's his cell phone. I don't have a suffix, I don't have a lady's a suffix about it. So that doesn't bother me. Okay, what we've seen then is. Okay, we haven't gotten to everything yet. But what we've seen then is the Pashat way to read the Sugya, the Pashat way to explain the Lamdas of the Machlokas, right? Mid is the Pashat mainstream way to explain the Lamdas of the Machlokas, Hamos Mechol Varaya Vadai versus Suffolk, two fundamentally different ways of reading those words, Hamos Mechol Varaya. Then we had the answer of some Kashas, and we had plenty of ways of answering the Kasha without difficulty. We had some difficult Pshatim in Tosfos and Davka that we didn't understand so well. So we could maybe squeeze them into some other kiddushim, or we could take the difficult lines in the various Tosfosim and put them together into a pattern and say maybe Tosfos leaned towards a different way of reading our sugya, which is based on the Nesivos, who says that Lekuli Alma it's a suffix. If Lekuli Alma it's a suffix, then what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether it's a suffix that's a sealed gomer and not getting involved bichlau, or it's a suffix, but within the process of din, and therefore, you can't resolve this suffix using tactics that we don't approve of anymore. In which case, that you explain that if this is the heter, or Titus Bari, which might be a sug of heter, etc. And then, the Nesivos would have to answer that the only reason you're Yotzei de Esrog, or you're Chayim Meiser Behema, is because of Yeyush, as an indirect side effect, as Begrama, not Me Etzma Din Hamotzmer Olav Haraya. I'll just, I'll pick Chaim's question afterwards. I'll just point out, if you wanted to be a little fancier, I think it might have been, was the Miuchasim Lirikvin brackets? I think it might have been, but if I find someplace here I wrote down, hold on a second, the Miuchasim Leritva has an interesting pshat. You'll have to think about this. In a case of Nechnas Beheter, he says, he makes a pshara. He says, Nechnas Beheter, we're still Motz Miyado, not like Tosos, but Nechnas Beheter and Mils David Legluye, we'll leave it Beyado. Nechnas Behetar and Mils Davida Legluye will leave it for Yado. So the only Yado if we have Nechnas Behetar and Mils Davida Legluye. Why does he need those two svaras together? Lechora he holds Tzvei Dinim in the two ways of reading the Rav Hanani that we mentioned. He says there are two reasons Tfisa doesn't work. Number one, Tfisa doesn't work because, fundamentally, Tfisa doesn't work. The Mamos Rael Rai is already Vadei Psak. Number two, even if we would allow Tfisa, We don't allow you to do things aggressively. So what does he say? In a case of milstav vita lebluye, that takes away the fundamental problem. Because milstav vita lebluye, it's not worth taking it away from you and giving it back to the other guy. However, we still would take it away from you just because aggressiveness shouldn't work. But if milstav vita lebluye and nichnas beheter, then already you haven't done anything wrong, and it's not worth taking it away from you because fundamentally you lose, because we're going to sort out later. We did not worth taking it away from you because aggressiveness shouldn't pay off because you're a nichnas beheter. So it could be that the miyuchas l'ritvu says we only let you keep it if it's nichnas beheter and milstav vita lebluye is saying some sort of tzvei dinim, only if you have nichnas beheter to take away the problem of aggressiveness and milstav vita lebluye to take away the problem that we should paskin against you. There's no point paskining in milstav vita lebluye. Then we let you keep it, and he would really hold that, you know, the ikker, our Gemara is talking about the fact that Hamosu Gadol is a badai, but even if you solve that problem, he also agrees we shouldn't let people get away with aggressiveness. Okay, that you can Ayin Sham decide if you think that's a correct Tzvei Dinim or not. We'll just pick up tomorrow, next time rather, with the brief summary of the discussion of Rishon about the difference between Tzvei Din and Tzvei Mitzias, which is, you know, really pervades Shas, and with defending the Rambam, of course, and figuring out what the Rambam Shita is, and then we'll continue. The only thing we're going to do before we break for Chazara is finish up the Tosfosim on the non-Choshim Nishpa parts of the Sugya. Finish up the Tosfosim on the Kodshim and Yerudeh and Tarovis parts of the Sugya. I have some sketches of my Makomos here, but I want to add to it later, so you can take care, and then I'll email a and put in the box a more detailed version in the afternoon. So that's basically two topics we deal with in Tosfos after we finish this Inyan. So number one, the question of Bittul Barov, you know, without doing all of Bittul Barov. And number two, the question of exactly how this Minyan Aroi Poter works and what exactly happens. This is the part that's going to make our head hurt. But how exactly Minyan Aroi works and Meister Behema, that we will, and after that we'll break for Chazar. What? So what day is it today? Thursday? So I would say between Monday and Thursday we'll be able to finish up all this in Yonim. So we'll have Shir Monday, we'll have Shir Thursday, and well, two Shirim, no? Yeah, Monday, Thursday, we'll be able to finish up these in Yanim, and then after Thursday, we'll break for Chazara, and then have a book.
How many days Chazara
do the guys need?